Police, Carly Russell's story of kidnapping was a complete hoax. By Elaine Mallon on July 25, 2023. Carly Russell lied about seeing a toddler in diapers on the side of the highway and said she was never abducted. According to a statement from her lawyer shared by Hoover Police Chief Nicholas C. Dertzies during a press conference Monday. My client apologizes for her actions to this community. The volunteers who were searching for her, to the Hoover Police Department and other agencies as well as to her friends and family, Dertzies read. We ask for your prayers for Carly as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward. Understanding that she made a mistake in this matter. Carly, again, asks for your forgiveness and prayers. Watch the Hoover Police Department press conference here. Authorities are considering pressing charges on the 25-year-old nursing student who went missing after reporting to 911 that there was a toddler on the side of I-459 2 weeks ago. During the 49 hours that she was classified as a missing person, Russell did not leave the Hoover area nor did she have any accomplices, NBC News reported. This was a single act done by herself, Dertzies read. My client was not with anyone or any hotel with anyone from the time she was missing. Russell never did her full interview with police after returning home on foot July 15. However, she said to police that she was taken in an 18-wheeler and a man and a woman took naked photos of her at an undisclosed location, Breitbart reported. Her parents even appeared on the Today Show and shared how their daughter fought for her life, Breitbart reported. The case raised many questions as the police never found any evidence of a toddler walking along the highway. Russell's cell phone data shows that she searched Amber Alerts, Taken, a movie about a girl being abducted, and one-way bus tickets from Birmingham, Alabama, to Nashville, Tennessee, a day before her disappearance, according to authorities. Video shows the moment Carly Russell's car pulled over and she disappeared in Hoover, Alabama,